my God, it's almost my favorite day of the year, which is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Wendy, it's, yeah.
I love
coming
it.
Coming up in a week.
You're not a fan of Thanksgiving.
No, I'm not.
What is wrong with you?
I'm not. What?
Dane Neal is here
to sort things out.
Yes.
Dane.
That's right. Well, good thing we've got Bill is laying down on a chaise lounge, right?
Yes.
We've asked him a few just basic questions about his mother to kind of break the ice.
That's
right?
To be expected,
and,
sure.
And so it is Thanksgiving, and this is one of those, it's kind of a crazy holiday where, you know, there's not a whole gift-giving element. We had talked about it.
That's what's so nice. Best day of the year. You are together with your family.
I think you should get gifts. If you're going to spend time with your family, they should get you something nice.
Well, part of what we were looking at today is, you know, it is a huge holiday. It's got historical significance, and you got the pilgrims and the Horn of Plenty and a lot of great oil paintings.
Yeah.
You know, and it's observed in so many different ways. But there is, I think, a growing kind of groundswell of people that are dissatisfied.
Yeah. What?
Dane, I love pilgrims. Don't get me wrong.
You're the biggest pilgrim fan I know.
You can't find a bigger pilgrim fan.
Right.
People are starting to dislike it, or there are people that ought to, like, Bill, you've never really loved it.
Never liked it. From day one.
Well, I say that people are looking
from
for...
From the minute I was born, Wendy.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
They spanked me, and I said, it's better than Thanksgiving. Keep spanking me.
What were his first words? Mom, Dad? No, it was like, no Thanksgiving.
Right.
I think it's because there are so many more alternatives. Just like, you know, when we were growing up, there was just a few channels, and so you tolerated shows you didn't like. You didn't know you didn't like them because it was all that was on. It was better than nothing. And now we're living in a day and age where there are so many alternatives to the Thanksgiving experience, the tradition. You know, get in a car, drive somewhere, sit around for a long time. Maybe an uncle, a family member gets drunk, says some inappropriate things. You watch some football, right? You eat two full meals. You feel kind of sick and sleepy, and then you go home. And now there's so many other ways to enjoy the day.
Name one.
Right. Doing anything else than what Dane just described.
I mean, I just, that's in the rule book of like, hey, so how am I going to put a Thanksgiving together? It's like, okay, you get one of these, a couple of these people.
Yeah.
And that's the way you do it. Remember, there used to be Tumbleweeds. It was a ghost town. You know, there may be the local convenience store would be open, but pretty much everything else was closed.
And now there's a lot of options.
Now there's absolutely every single option.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking to yourself, what else would I like to do? You still want to kind of eat, right? Maybe that's the way to participate in Thanksgiving is you get out there and you have a meal, maybe you hang out with some people that you like, and now you can do everything. If you're jonesing for the 11 herbs and spices, right, it's there for you, the chalupas in plenty, right?
I love chalupas.
And so you've got all those options, so you know, because the Thanksgiving food, here it is, everybody talks about, and we talked about the pumpkin spice, right, how it got inserted into the psyche and sort of the historical team photo.
Society has taught us we must love all things pumpkin spice.
You wonder how insidious, right? How do you do that? You build it into something that feels traditional.
I saw Kellogg's cornflakes. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, I saw it.
They make pumpkin
special
spice.
Special K, I think. It's Special K pumpkin spice.
There's several. Well, then there's more than one, because the one I saw was Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
It was pumpkin spice.
People like to share things they love with things they love. They dog treats, right? Pumpkin spice dog treats.
I know.
Hey, Fluffy's
stupid.
Fluffy's going to love it, too.
Yeah.
But when you think about the foods of Thanksgiving, and Bill, I know you're not a fan, and so I think you could be a leader here in the movement, is the foods are... It's so weird because you think, oh, I really like that. You know, whether it's green bean casserole, whether it's the yams, whether it's the turkey
stuffing.
But then why, you know,
why would you eat it all the time?
Why isn't there a random May when you're thinking, let's just have that?
Right.
You don't do it. So is it the food that you like or dislike, or is it kind of that romantic attachment with the whole, if you're a kid, the fact that you don't have school that day or probably the next?
Right.
Or is it just, you know, the positive maybe memories or situations that you attribute to the situation, including the food?
All good questions, Dane. Every
I think it's
them.
Tradition. I like Thanksgiving, and I host it because then I can control the menu, which is what I like. And I love it because my in-laws and my family come together, and it just makes me feel very nostalgic and comforted and warm.
When we put on our objective hats, Wendy, and we think like, well, what are the things that maybe Bill or other people don't like about it? Some is the work, right?
Right.
It's a lot of work to put this on. You know this as a host. You know it's a bunch of work. And so you think maybe it's the opportunity to have someone else do it, where you can go to a restaurant. I know, Bill, you guys do...
Last several years, we've gone to restaurants, and it's made it so much better. So much.
Is it the fact that people are... are doing all of the kind of stuff that's a pain and then it's a drag? Or are you having a completely different cuisine? Because Chinatown is a place that's a great option and there's a bunch of different things.
The last few years we've gone to Villari, which is just a couple of blocks away from here. It's jam-packed to the rafters. Like when we first decided we were going to go there, I went, this place is going to be a ghost town. It's Thanksgiving. Who's going to come out? Every table is filled to the brim. Nobody's having Thanksgiving, the traditional turkey dinner. Nobody is. They offer it to you. They have it there. But it's everybody's going, no, that's the last thing we want. Yeah.
Well, see, that's a good point. They'll have options. So let's say you have a group here. Not everybody agrees to be Bah Humbug when it comes to Thanksgiving. They'll have options for those people so they can have their turkey. But everybody doesn't have to feel obligated to do it. And, you know, I mentioned the KFC and the Chalupa, you know, things that are handed to you wrapped in paper or in a paper bag.
Yes.
But there's great restaurants like River Roast where they'll have prime rib. You can have salmon. You can have ham. You can have all those kind of things. And you're doing it in a real upscale restaurant setting,
right,
as opposed to just, hey, I'd like to find something that's open. So that's an option too. There are places, when I say everything's open, everything's open.
You're going to find a place. Whatever your food liking is on Thanksgiving, you'll find a place. All right, we'll pick this up in just a little bit. Dane Neal is here. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 gets that done. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dane Neal is here, and we're discussing Thanksgiving. For some, the happiest day of the year. For others, the 365th happiest day of the year.
If you zoom in on, I think probably 8 out of 10 of the pilgrims, if you really look closely, and back then you'll remember, nobody smiled. You know, the photographs.
You weren't allowed to smile back then.
Yeah, they were hostile witnesses and whatever.
Right.
So they didn't like it either, right? But it was either that or dirt, and so you just ate what you had to have. And so when you think about the turkey side of it, if you take that out, because how often do we have turkey when it's not Thanksgiving? And the answer is never. So you look at some of the sides, and I think people have, again, that kind of romantic attachment to the sides. And so maybe you could switch out the meat, maybe have some brisket or some meatloaf or some lamb or some other things if turkey isn't your thing.
Yes.
But you've got these sides that seem to be essential in that team photo, the cream spinach, the candy.
And you're calling these romantic, Dane? Am I hearing this right?
Well, some
is
reason.
Is cream spinach romantic?
Well, when you can name them, you name the thing, green bean casserole, and if Wendy says, you know, if she like she's remembering some, you know, kind of really wonderful
We always
situation.
Had it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so you
I don't even like it.
No one does.
Green bean casserole? Yes. Yeah.
Wait,
most of the people.
She said no one likes it. Yeah. I doesn't even like it. When you agreed with her, she said, what are you talking about?
No, I said I didn't even like it, but I only make it every year because my sister likes it, my husband likes it.
Yeah.
There are people that's what they want.
I absolutely like it.
Do you? Yeah.
I do, but I don't know exactly why, because I'll never find myself, like I said, in random April or May saying like,
oh, do I have a taste for that now?
Hey, do you got the recipe for that green bean salad? You know what I mean? So you think about it, it's, you know, as far as the sides, but they make up that whole thing too. People remember all those things, and I think people kind of stake out their territory on what they're going to make.
The three bean salad vendor at Wrigley Field makes less money, Dane, than any other vendor at the whole park.
And then,
did you know that?
Well, mashed potatoes and gravy, I think that's our breakout star, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't that the one that's kind of just...
Stuffing's the star.
Well, I mean, as far as... You know, that has kind of broken away from just that whole...
Oh, I see what you're
thing.
Saying. Yeah,
yeah. You can... Stuffing, for sure. We like stuffing
in
all of its kind of forms. And so one of the things we wanted to do is kind of examine this phenomenon. Like, why is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about it that we know we eat it because it's traditional, because we've been conditioned to do it, but what can be done on the science side?
Good question,
to go
Dane.
Ahead
Who
and...
Who can we ask? If only we had a food scientist.
If people are adverse to the foods, maybe to Thanksgiving, what can be done to enhance and make them more appealing? And Aaron Fox is he's an amazing food scientist. You know, he's got a lab coat on right now.
Oh.
He's probably holding a beaker, and... And he is on the show. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So
how you doing?
Aaron Fox is a food scientist, and of course you've grown up in a traditional American situation where you've had, you know, Thanksgiving. You've had it, you know, hoisted upon you, and you've participated in it. You're not the hugest fan, right, of the food side of the holiday?
No, you're right. I've never been the biggest fan of, you know, green bean casserole, sweet potatoes. Even growing up, I didn't even like turkey that much.
So if everyone feels that way, and I shouldn't say everyone, but a great amount of people feel that way, why the need to keep bringing it out every year? We were told early on, well, that's what they had at the first Thanksgiving, but then research shows that's not what they had at the first Thanksgiving.
They were eating wombats or something.
Right. So how come, Aaron? What's up with that?
Well, I mean, tradition rules, you know, all over, you know, whatever we've always done. But, you know, maybe, you know, I wish I knew the answer. That'd be more for a historian. But, you know, I have a theory. Maybe it's an ode to Ben Franklin, who wanted to make the national bird the turkey. And they compromised. Let's make the bald eagle, but we eat turkey every year on Thanksgiving.
Thank goodness it wasn't the other way around. We'd all be eating eagle every Thanksgiving. That'd be horrible.
The last time that we... Yeah, wow.
I mean, have you ever eaten eagle?
A couple of times. Eagle's not pleasant.
Like when done right. Yeah, it's delicious. Right.
Sometimes.
Well, Aaron, you think about this, and you got the sides, and the last time that we talked to you, we talked pumpkin spice, a thing that maybe 10 years ago didn't exist at all, and now it's as traditional as it can possibly be. Is there maybe something that can be done on the science side or the enhancement side or the adjustment side in the food world that can either take the turkey, make it more appealing so that it can have, you know, sit on some dinner tables outside of just that weekend, or some of the sides that you see maybe trending that could break into that team photo of sides like the ones we talked about, you know, green bean salad and the others?
Well, yeah, so and traditional foods are always evolving. You know, we might not have a reference to 100, 200 years ago because we weren't there, but, you know, not to bring up other holidays, but, you know, when was the last time you had figgy pudding or sugar plums? You know, I wonder what they ate back then. I guess the only thing that really has stay consistent is the turkey. So that's the one tradition we're really hanging on to as far as food goes. But we are it's still evolving even as is. So it might still be turkey, but it seems every year there's this new way to cook it or new way to prepare it. I know brining has been very popular lately. I'm going to brine my turkey and smoke it this year. Last year I fried it. And, you know, we've come a long way from just roasting in the oven. As far as, you know, what could be next, that's anybody's guess. You know, maybe in the future we'll be eating turkey ceviche, or maybe the juice movement gains more momentum in you know, the mainstream. We could have turkey juice.
Oh. I mean, as you're in there developing different recipes for all different kinds of things, I think the turkey, the way that you did it was you kind of just implied that it's healthier, right? And it was like a turkey burger. No one eats a turkey burger because they want one or because it tastes good. It's because maybe they feel a little better about themselves.
Yeah. And, you know, it's all, a lot of that is just the way it's marketed, right? I mean, I actually learned this whenever I found out I had a high cholesterol. I was looking around for, I was like, I'll get turkey bacon instead of regular bacon. You know, turkey bacon has just as much cholesterol as regular bacon. Do you know that? I mean, I didn't know that. And so, you know, I learned a lot. You know, maybe it has less saturated fat, but it's all in marketing and the way it's presented to everybody, not so much what it actually is.
Why wouldn't you just go regular? If those stats are true, and why would you tell us?
Because nobody knows that. You think turkey bacon and turkey sausage is better for you.
You think if it tastes bad, it must be good for you, right? There's that connection.
The turkey lobby is very, very strong, guys. They've been listening, too.
No, they're not happy with this.
I love turkey. I'm going to keep eating it.
Yeah. And Aaron, I know this is a little out of your league, but I'm curious your thoughts on this. Most people usually have dinner at 6:30, 7:30, but on Thanksgiving, people are having dinner at noon and 1 o'clock.
Because it's an all-day thing.
I haven't had lunch yet at 1 o'clock.
We play animal bingo when we're finished, so we need some time to play.
Anytime you have, you know, a lot of family around, you have a span of wide generations. I'd say younger people would generally eat dinner later, and older people would eat dinner earlier.
Right.
And so instead of compromise on average in the middle, they all agreed, let's all have it at an obscure time. let's all have dinner when we don't want it to be.
That makes it fun for everyone, doesn't it? Good.
Well, Aaron, I wanted to ask you on the generational side, because to let the listeners know, you guys just got married, you know, maybe about a year or so ago. And so it's the kind of thing where you're getting to kind of, you know, form and shape your holidays and how your Thanksgiving is going to be. And you said you weren't a huge fan of it in its traditional sense. So what kind of changes have you guys made? And then on the science side, where you're always adjusting things, what kind of tweaks have you made to maybe the experience or maybe some of the things that you guys are making for Thanksgiving?
At our house, you know, as far as the changes go, you know, ours are very small. I guess we're still bought into the tradition. You know, again, I'm not big on the food. We're just kind of holding on to that. But, you know, little by little, I'm changing it myself in our own family traditions. So maybe one year soon we'll have turducken. I would like to play around with meat glue at some point. Being a food scientist, I feel like I should.
What would you
say that again?
Glue?
What is that?
They call it meat glue. I promise I wouldn't bring this up, but anytime there's some sort of oddity in the food world, the McRib is always brought up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's McRib season. Yeah. Just had one yesterday.
Ooh. So you use this, you find this enzyme, and it's all natural, but you add it to ground up meat, and it sort of makes the meat cohesive and glues back together. That's how they make the McRib. That's why it's in the rib shape,
yeah,
instead of like a pad. They put it in this mold and they press it.
So I think that's it, Bill. Is you just make turkey fun. You make it less underwhelming. You blend it up. You add some of this meat glue that Aaron's got a big jug
shape
of.
Shape it like a turkey.
And you make it in whatever shape you want. Your kid's favorite cartoon character, you name it. And
Homer Simpson.
That would be great. And Elmer's makes this meat glue, Aaron. I can get this at Osco.
You probably have to order it online.
All right, I'll get it online. All right.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to Thanksgiving with you.
Yeah, too.
Thank you, Aaron. Leave Aaron the McRib Fox. Alone.
Yeah, no.
I didn't really eat it, but my sons McRib. Like it.
Yeah, yeah.
The first couple are pretty
it's
good.
It's shaped like real ribs.
I know, but there's no bones in it.
No. Dane, thank you. I think we've solved a lot of problems. Did we solve any? I think we did.
I think we approached the problems.
Yeah, we approached them.
We pawed at them.
Right, and then ran away like little girls. On the Road
Excuse
with Dane Neal. Lovable little girls. On the Road with Dane Neal airs Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on WGN Radio. Are you on the Facebook, Dane?
Sure. Yeah. I think so. I'm not a great Facebooker.
You know, on the Road with Dane on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's on Etch-A-Sketch. You can't miss him. Thank you, Dane.
We'll see you Saturday.
Great to see you.
Thanks, guys.
More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.